The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's John Caldera. 4 minutes after. What a beautiful Friday morning. I hope you're having a wonderful start. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. Oh, there was this little story. It's a little story. This just makes me angry. New York Police Department officers found a large cache of guns in Jamaica Bay after being tipped by a fisherman. The weapons were found on Wednesday after divers from the NYPD Special Operations Team located them in Jamaica Bay near the borough of Queens. Yep. The 44-year-old man had found a plastic bag filled with weapons while fishing. The fisher alerted NYPD, who promptly deployed the Emergency Response Detectives Unit divers to recover the guns. NYPD described the fisherman as a concerned New Yorker. Officials found three AR-15s in a black plastic bag. A few hours later, they retrieved 14 handguns. The NYPD is investigating the incident. No information about where the weapons came from or who dumped them. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. And then they show a bunch of pictures of the guns. You know what they look like? I know this is going to surprise you. They look like guns. Why does this bother me? Because they're all rusted. Now, I think about this, and either they were used in a crime, and a fisherman spotted the bag and said, "Hey, it's a bag full of guns." How would you know they're a bag full of guns if they're in a plastic bag? I don't know the details. So I'm looking at a picture of three rusty ARs. Oh, this is so sad. Any rusty gun is just guns. Guns deserve a little love and care and not to be rusty. A little bit of oil, and they'll be fine. Good thing we're in Colorado. Guns don't rust all that easily. Don't put them in salt water. Looking at the handguns, they're rusty as well, except, of course, for the Glock, which looks just fine because Glocks are just Glocks. Anyway, you got to wonder, in the waters around New York, how many guns are just in the water? Wouldn't you love to go down with a metal detector and just start pulling guns out of the water? There's got to be a ton. There's just got to be a ton. Yesterday, when I was filling in for just about an hour, we were talking about the shooting at East High School. And I found it poetic that the youngsters at East High School are being used as useful idiots by the Bloomberg anti-gun machine. And they were doing lots of gun rallies. And then this shooting happened. And so that just kicked them into higher gear to go do yet more more rallies at the Capitol for gun control. I'm sorry. For common sense laws to end gun violence. It's all so very, very silly and sad. Yesterday, the day before, I saw in the news Michael Hancock and his chief of police at East High School are in the parking lot being berated by angry parents. The angry parents yelling at them, why weren't there cops in these schools? Why weren't there cops in these schools? How dare there not be cops in these schools? This is outrageous. Where were these police? Listen, I'm no fan of Michael Hancock. But there he is, and he put out this simple, undeniable fact, which was, well, the school board voted to remove these the police. And this woman was screaming at him. She didn't care. It was your responsibility to have the police there. And poor Michael Hancock just stood there and took it and tried to explain to her, well, we're doing all we can and this and that. We're going to have police there and whatever. Instead of doing what he should have. I mean, I get it. If you're a politician, you put up with a lot of this. Instead of looking at this lady and saying the following. Listen, you crankpot, crazy lady. Stop yelling at me. Stop yelling at the chief of police. Start yelling at the school board and the socialists you elected to the school board who voted unanimously to kick out the police. So if you are upset that there are no cops on the school property, it's not my fault. It's not the chief of police's fault. It's not anybody's fault but those seven commie members who voted to kick the police out. So don't you dare yell at me, you crazy woman. Yell at them. Or better yet, why don't you go home, look in the mirror, and start yelling at that crazy person. Because that crazy person was insane enough to elect a bunch of anti-police socialists to the school board. And that person is now reaping the consequences of that election. That's the problem. The cognitive dissonance that is going on throughout Denver and throughout all the cities in Colorado is maddening to me. It's probably maddening to you. I'm seeing these people, these kids, being used as props, being used as useful idiots in the anti-gun fight. And I feel sorry for them. They're just kids. But they're being directed as pawns. Let me give you a preview if you get the Denver Gazette, what my column is in a couple days in the Sunday paper. I'm always taken by a sign that I see in the coverage of some of these rallies that East High School kids have been the useful idiots for. And I see this kid who's holding up a sign, very motivating sign, very emotionally impactful sign of a kid in a school working for common sense laws to end gun violence. And he has a sign that says, "I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe." Notice, he doesn't hold a sign that says, "I want to be safe." He has a sign that says, "I want to feel safe." So, what are they demanding that the legislature do? They're going to pass a bunch of laws, more laws, that will make people feel safe. They are placebos. They will have waiting periods and things against ghost guns. Maybe they'll pass a so-called assault weapon ban. They will do all these things to make people feel safe, when in fact, they will make them less safe. And cities will use their newfound powers, thanks to these legislators, to expand laws that take away our concealed carry abilities, meaning that more people will be left defenseless. Nobody wants to have the difficult, painful, and sometimes really ugly conversations of what it takes to be safe. Yeah, so keep pulling cops out of schools and then screaming, "Where are the police?" Keep voting for officials who let bad guys out of prison and then complain why your car is stolen. Keep voting for school board members who bar cops from schools and then complain, "Where are the cops in the schools where the shootings are?" Oh my God. The voters need to grow up and make a quick decision. Do you want to feel safe? Or do you want to be safe? It's a pretty sizable difference. All right, let's grab some of these calls. Let's go to Denver. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, welcome. You're with John Caldera. You're on 710 KNUS.
Thank you for taking my call. I was a long-term substitute teacher for DPS for 10 years until I finally had to quit because the corruption was so bad. But
when you say corruption, what do you mean?
Well, the bureaucracy loves to make all these grand announcements about they're going to do this and they're going to do that, but chances are it's never going to happen. It just gets lost in the haze of the layers of bureaucracy. But one of the things that could increase school safety right away, and it's a really common sense idea, is you limit the egress and ingress into a school building to one location, and you have the right, the school administration has the right, to go through everybody's backpack and make sure that at least give a line of defense for somebody sneaking in a gun. Because a lot of these rifles, they're hard to sneak in. You can't just hide them underneath your coat. And every time I suggested something like that, they always came up with excuses why they couldn't do it, and it would cost too much money. And when I said, well, it's not going to cost that much money to do what I propose, and what I propose is not, you know, rocket scientists. Anybody could come up with this solution. They always came up with an excuse why they couldn't do it. Now, in Israel, which is in one of the worst, most violent neighborhoods in the world, they have actual Israeli army personnel in the schools, and they have not had one school shooting in 30 years. Does that tell you something?
Yep. That tells me a lot. Now, mind you, it would take forever to search every backpack. If you remember going to school, you know what it's like going through TSA and looking through everybody's bag. And everybody goes to school at the same time. Everybody goes out at the same time. It's really hard to look through everybody's backpack.
But you could layer it so it would make it less cumbersome. But I mean, I think
it is a really time consuming thing that you're looking for. In the long run, here's what I think the reality is. You can talk metal detectors, you can talk whatever. The only thing that's going to stop shooters is going to be armed personnel. There's only two ways to do armed personnel. That is to have trained personnel with something at stake, that is cops, in schools. That's really, really expensive. The only way to make it affordable is to do something like the TSA does. Actually, it's not the TSA. I'm trying to remember what department the air traffic or air marshals are under. But 1 in 10 flights that you are on have armed pilots. They're trained by the air marshals. Yes. They volunteer for this duty, and they're trained to the same level as air marshals. Now, they're already there to do the job as a pilot, but they volunteer for the training to be up to speed as an air marshal. 40 districts in Colorado already do this with trained school staff who volunteer for it. At some point, people, policymakers will realize this is the only affordable, sensible way to defend our kids. That's it. And so armed school staff will be the only real way to have that Israeli-type armed defense in our schools.
The only positive thing that I got from this whole thing was that at least Hancock and a few other people did admit that removing the resource officers out of the school was a big mistake. At least they said that.
I don't think Hancock ever said it was a good idea to begin with. It was the school board. It was the Tay Andersons.
Who
did this. You want to blame anybody? Blame the commies on the school board and the Black Lives Matter victim celebration groups who did this. The blood is on their hands. Let them take some responsibility.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 303-696-1971. I know Gary's on the line. Gary, hold on through this break, and I promise I'll take you first when we get back. I'm John Caldera. Keep it right here. You're on 710 KNUS. I'm John Caldera, so glad to have you with me. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. So we're talking a little bit about the emotional manipulation of what happened at East High School and the absolute insanity of taking the cops out of the schools and then parents screaming, why weren't the cops in the schools? The cops weren't in the school because you voted for a bunch of communists, cop-hating board members for the school board. When you vote for Tay Anderson, who hates the police, and they voted unanimously for a policy to yank the cops, that's why the cops weren't there to protect the administrators at the school. That's why. Oh, and by the way, the school superintendent who agreed to bring back the cops, and now there's two cops in every high school till the end of the school year, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. Let me say it again. That's against DPS policy. Huh? Yeah, let me say it one more time. Denver school board policy is very clear. No police. The superintendent is breaking school policy by having these police there. He should be fired, plain and simple. Hey, Billy, who's on the line there? I'm sorry, I've missed that name. One more time? Gary. Of course it's Gary. Sorry, Gary, I said I got back to you. Oh, Alzheimer's is such a terrible thing. Gary, welcome. You're with John Caldera. So glad to have you.
Oh, thanks, John. My understanding of what happened was this person shot those two adults while he was being frisked. Is that right?
I don't remember the details.
Well, that's what I'm pretty sure that's what's been reported, is he was being frisked. And probably before he even got in the school. So if you think about it, if there were SROs in the building while he was being frisked, it would not have prevented what happened.
We don't know. And if it was the SROs doing that, perhaps not.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. The solution, if they're talking about this incident, is to have people who know how to do frisks and not get shot and while they're doing that. That would
like
prevent
cops?
Yeah, like
you mean
cops,
like SROs?
Right? Exactly. But if yes,
and by the way, for those who don't know, SRO is school resource officers, which is code for police. These are police that contract with the school districts.
So I'm wondering if they do get these SRO. I don't think when kids are in school that they frisk every kid, correct? I mean, before they enter.
No. There simply wouldn't be time.
Right. And so, I mean, if the parents want SROs in the office or in the school, I think they should get it. And it'll give them at least a sense of comfort. But as you and I know, there's no 100% way to say to a parent, your child will not be shot. It just might reduce the carnage.
Well, two things. One, parents don't want cops there. Otherwise, they would have voted for a school board that was police friendly. The people of Denver voted for Tay Anderson and other cop-hating Black Lives Matter socialists who got cops out of schools. Now they have changed their minds, and lo and behold, in this crime-ridden town, they would like police to protect their kids. Number two, parents, unless you are wealthy enough to send their kid to a private school or wealthy enough to have a parent that can afford to stay home and homeschool, are forced by law to send your kid to a public school, the public school nearest your home. It's basically conscription called education. So you have no choice but to surrender your child to a public school from K to 12. And therefore, the school district's first priority must be, should be, your child's safety. But apparently it is not. Otherwise, there would be better security and better protection of your kid.
Yeah, I guess the parents should have been outraged when the board made the decision to remove all the SROs. So in some ways, they contributed to the situation.
Well, what did the people of Denver, I guess, pardon me for being angry at the childish behavior of the voters of Denver. When you vote for people who remove police and you are upset that crime goes out of control, when you vote for legislators and city council members who kick people out of jail for committing crimes, and you're upset when your car gets stolen and fentanyl deaths go spiraling and people living on the streets defecating and littering and taking over your city, and you're angry about that, you know, Why aren't you angry at yourself for voting these people into office?
Well, that's a good point, John, and maybe the next time around things will change.
I don't know if they will. It's, pardon me for saying this, and I don't know any polite way of doing this. The voters of Denver and the voters of many cities in Denver or in Colorado and throughout Colorado, they are like emotionalistic children throwing a tantrum. They're yelling at their elected officials that they put into office knowing full well they would do this kind of crap. You cannot elect these people who ran on platforms of getting rid of the police and reforming sentencing and social justice warriors and then get angry at them for doing exactly what they said they would do. They're doing exactly what they promised they would do, and now we are living with the carnage on the streets of Denver because of it. And so what is it that they want them to do? Give us a bunch of placebos, emotionalistic policy placebos, like gun control, which will have no impact on crime. So we'll have a bunch of kids running down to the state capitol, and we'll outlaw ghost guns. Whoop-dee-doo. We're going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens who aren't committing a crime. Whoop-dee-doo. We're going to take guns away from concealed carry permit holders and make it more likely that bad guys will do bad things in more areas of town because there will be more defenseless people around. Terrific. You're making a bad situation worse. Congratulations, Denverites. You are getting what you voted for. Elections have consequences. Pardon me for being angry, but you moronic voters voted this crap in, and you're yelling at the chief of police after the shooting for there not being cops there. Go into the mirror and yell at that person, because that idiot voted for this stuff to happen. End of rant. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 303-696-1971. Sorry, that was completely uncalled for and unprofessional. But good God, I watched the video. I watched the news coverage. And they're yelling at the mayor and the chief of police. I'm not a fan, but they're yelling at them. You should have had cops there. I'm thinking, oh my dear God, you people voted for board members, school board members, who banned the cops from being there. Go yell at yourselves. Go yell at Tay Anderson for yanking the cops out. Are you idiots? You're yelling at the wrong people. Are you really that stupid? Yeah, I think you are. 303-696-1971. Let's continue on with these calls. Hey, Lewis, welcome. You're with John Caldera.
Hey, John. Hey, you know, my question is, why do these kids need a backpack anyway? I went to school in the South Bronx, okay? And what I had in my hand was my books on one hand and a paper bag with my lunch on the other hand. Why do they need a backpack? Keep their hands busy by having them carry their stuff in their hands and not with a backpack. And then you won't have to search the backpack. Just tell them, hey, no backpacks in schools at all. Just bring your books in your hand. And if you got a lot of books, well, guess what? You tie a rope or kind of a sling around them and carry them in your hand. And your lunch, well, bring a lunch bag, you know. Why do they need a backpack? I didn't have one, and I went to school in the South Bronx.
Well, because kids need to carry a lot of stuff these days. When I went to school, yeah. When I went to school in suburban Littleton, I had to bring books home for homework. And now, today, my guess is you probably went, had a, your parents probably lived together. Some, actually half of the kids today live between two homes, and they have to bring stuff back and forth between two places. Some kids have to do extracurricular activities and go to band practice or sports activities or other things afterwards. It's not their fault that crazy people are out there shooting up schools. It's not right, fair, just, or equitable that kids have to be punished and have to carry all this crap without a backpack because these idiots and criminals want to go out and kill people. Why should they be punished for that and not be able to use a backpack? There's nothing criminal about carrying your stuff in a backpack.
Well, I went to school and I...
Yes, you already made the point. You went to school and you didn't have a backpack. You don't need to repeat that. So why is it criminal? Why should they be punished and have to carry their stuff if they want to or need to carry their stuff? Why should they have to go without a backpack if they choose to use a backpack? And yes, I already know you went without a backpack. Good for you.
Well, they don't need... to me...
Yes, they don't need to use a backpack. You've made that point. You went without a backpack. Yes, you made that point. I'm asking you a different question. Why should they have the lack of the option or be punished and not use a backpack? If they choose to use the backpack, what did this kid do wrong that now he needs to go without a backpack because other kids are committing crimes?
Well, he didn't do anything wrong. Fine. And you're right about these people. I live in Aurora. You're right about these people voting these people in and screaming.
Please focus on my question. Let me try it again, Lewis. Why should law-abiding kids go without their backpack? This is the gun control question. Why punish law-abiding backpack owners because other backpack owners are criminals?
They shouldn't be punished. Okay, they're fine. They shouldn't be punished. But, hey, didn't they, when they took the SOO, school resource officers out of there, didn't the gun carrying issue went up? The percentage went up?
Percentage of what? I'm not following.
Of guns being in schools in the Denver area.
I do not know.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. When cops aren't around, amazingly, bad things happen more.
Right. And that's what I thought I heard from Deva Flora's show, that it went up like 500% weapons in the schools in the Denver area once they took the... You know, in Aurora, we had officers in the school, in high school and in junior high. Or middle school, you call it. But, yeah, no, they shouldn't be punished. But I'm
all right, so do you retract your suggestion that we take away backpacks?
No.
No?
No.
So you stick with your suggestion that we ban backpacks?
Yeah.
Wait, all right. Help me out here. I'm confused, Lewis. Do you want to ban backpacks in schools, yes or no?
Yes, if it's going to be less cumbersome for people like your caller said, hey, let's check all backpacks that go in. And you said, that's time-consuming.
No, I don't want to check all backpacks. So your solution is to ban backpacks, just like anti-gunners want to ban guns because some people use them incorrectly. You want to ban backpacks because some kids might use backpacks to conceal weapons. You want to ban all backpacks. Is that correct?
Don't they?
No, don't answer with a question. I just want the facts, clarity. Do you want to ban? I just need a damn yes or no. Do you want to ban all backpacks?
I told you yes.
And so how do you explain to a kid that he loses his freedom to use a backpack because a very few percentage of people use it to commit a crime.
Exactly what you said, because there are a few kids.
So basically, you support the same logic for banning guns?
No, I carry concealed.
Then what is the difference between a gun ban logic and your logic?
Well, the difference is one's in the school and the other one isn't.
That's the difference?
Well, yeah.
All right, let me see. Your logic to ban backpacks because a couple of kids have used a backpack to hide a gun in, and so we're going to punish everybody who owns a backpack. We're now going to ban backpacks.
Didn't we do that with the airport, TSA? Why should I be
restricted? No, we can still use backpack. I bring my backpack all the time.
No. Why?
We didn't ban airplanes.
Listen, why should I be restricted from carrying a gun if I'm going to New York and New York is so dangerous? I want to have a gun. Why should I be restricted at the airport from having my gun?
You're not restricted from having your gun at the airport. You have to check it in your luggage. Happens all the time.
Not in your luggage. Not the carry-on luggage. You can't.
Yes, you cannot carry on your gun. You have to check your gun in your luggage.
Why should I be restricted?
Now let's
that?
Go back to your proposal. Let me see if I got this right. Your proposal is to ban all bags, so kids can't bring bags into schools. People bring purses into schools?
Well, who's carrying the purse?
Students. Can students bring purses into schools?
Well, they would be a lot easier to check because boys...
I didn't ask you that. Can people bring purses into schools?
Sure.
Okay, so purses are good, backpacks are bad. Large purses are okay? Stay with me. Come on, speed it up. He dropped. No, he hung up. How insane. So we're going to define the line. Under his line, backpacks will be banned. Purses will not be banned. Large purses will be okay, I suppose so. Briefcases. Will briefcases be okay? What's the difference between a briefcase and a purse? Well, it depends on the size. Then all of a sudden, you're going to be like the frontier gate agent. Well, no. You can bring your personal item that fits in this. But anything larger that's a carry-on, no, you won't be able to bring that. It's insane. Come on, people, we are better than this. We are the freedom people. We are the liberty-loving people. If you're going to say we're not going to punish law-abiding gun owners, then I hope we're consistent enough to say we're not going to punish law-abiding students who have backpacks. Because that kid over there uses his backpack for ill intent. We're not those people, are we? I got to run. 303-696-1971. I'm John Caldera. Keep it right here. 710 KNUS. Seven minutes to the top. Welcome. Good morning. I'm John Caldera. Let's just get right back to the callers. Jay, welcome. You're on 710 KNUS.
Hey, John.
Howdy.
So, let me crank up the volume here a little bit. What do you think the odds are? I think they're really good. That these same idiots get reelected and Denver doesn't change and probably just continues to get worse.
What a fine, fine question. I think the odds are really, really good.
Me too.
Because for the same reason, I think people in Denver want to feel safe. They don't want to be safe. So they want more placebos and gun control and handouts to the homeless and all the rest will make them feel safe. And they don't want to do the hard work of what it takes to be safe.
Correct. And all the millions and millions and millions of dollars wasted in Denver on the retarded things, you could probably have a fleet of cop cars in every high school parking lot.
Yep.
Endlessly.
Yep. But we will certainly feel safer. Hey, great question. I'm going to see if I can get these other callers in before we say goodbye. Hey, Terry, welcome. You're with John Caldera. Glad to have you, Terry.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Hey, I don't know why we're even having this discussion. This is the left utopia. Open crime. I mean, soft on crime. Everybody gets killed. You know, the whole and we're good with it. So I don't understand why you're getting your dander up. This is what we. This is what they want. Let them have it.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. You're right. Is it wrong, though, to look at a kid having a tantrum? And these people were having a tantrum at the chief of police saying, why aren't you doing this? And it's like a kid having a stomachache for having too much sugar. And you got to go, because you ate too much sugar. Stop crying. You know, at some point, you've got to force a kid to connect the dots. And at some point, it's got to happen. I mean, how stupid are you, kid? You're a toddler. And these emotionalistic temper tantrums, our leaders, and Hancock is smart enough, he missed a real teachable moment here. And it's not too late. That man is term limited. He could fix this. Great point, though, Terry. All right, Holly, you're going to have the last word here if you can do it real, real fast. Welcome. You're with John Caldera.
Thank you. I just tuned in and didn't hear everything that was going on this morning, but I did want to say the other night we were talking about resource officers, and I was told, I think I was told, that after the resource officers were let go in 2020 in Denver school districts, their guns, finding guns and what have you, had gone up 500%. And I don't know if that 500% is right, but that tells me that some of the students pay attention to the police officers and they trust them.
Gotta run. I think what you're saying is deterrence do matter and police do matter. Hey, I'll be back on Monday. I'm John Caldera. Keep it right here on 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.